Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Welcome, family, and thank you for tuning in to your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We've been talking about relationships. Woo! Relationships. And I tell you, we've been talking about how to heal our relationships, how to change our relationships, how to transform our relationships. But we realize the only relationship we have is with ourselves. The only relationship we have is with ourselves. And so as we navigate through this process of healing our relationships with our partners, with our ex-partners, but mostly the real relationship is to heal this with ourselves, because what? We reflect. Our relationships are a reflection of our inner self. And that's what we've been talking about. That's what we've been doing here each and every morning this week, talking about the healing of our relationships. Just to remind you, the Love Journey's mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness. Elevate our consciousness so that we can live a more higher, from a higher place. And so today, we're going to continue that, and tomorrow we got a beautiful experience happening with our Tema. Tema, yes, the queen of steam, sauna, womb sauna lady. And that's what we're going to have tomorrow. So, family, I'm looking forward to this beautiful experience with Tema. And we're going to get ready, and we're going to hear Speak to My Heart, Lord, by Donnie McCulloch and family. You know, I love that song. Sometimes I just need God. Can you just speak to my heart, God? Can you just speak to my heart, oh Lord? Speak, oh Lord, to my heart. And that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to hear right now. Speak to my heart. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, family. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And this is Donnie McCulloch.
Message of love.
Message of love.
Oh, oh, oh.
Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
welcome to the Love Journey. You're tuned in to this beautiful Love Journey prayer line they call a prayer line. I'll tell you, it's an experience. So welcome to your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I'm super excited. We're still on healing our relationships. I want to remind you, Tamar will be here tomorrow on Thursday. Yes, yes, yes. The Queen of Steam, Womb Signer. And we're going to continue this beautiful conversation we've been talking about all week, which is what? Healing our relationship. All right. So let's get ready to turn in. And as we get ready to turn in and center our mind, centering our thoughts, and recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize His presence as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we get ready to breathe in, reminding you there's power in the breath, family. There's power in the breath, in breathing properly. There's power, family. You see, when we take our proper breath, we take back our power so many times, we forget to breathe. We just simply forget to breathe. I can tell you how many times when I catch myself in a pose in yoga, and I'm so busy focusing on a pose, I'm holding my breath, or when I'm working out with my physical trainer, and I'm trying to lift the weight, and guess what? I'm holding my breath. And when I breathe, it's so much more easier to move the weight. It's just something interesting about recognizing and being intentional about breathing, finally. So in this right now moment, I want you to get intentional. I want you to move from your head and into your heart. Yes. And in your heart, I want you to think about. And in your heart, I want you to feel the presence of you. Feel the presence of you as God, God. The inner presence. the powerful presence of you, as God. And I just want you to simply get present. Get present inside your body. And I want you to just begin to just think about every breath you take as an amplified presence of the loving spirit, eternal loving presence that is always with us, that will never leave nor forsake us, because it is us. It is us as us. And so as we get ready to breathe, I want you to be still. Be still and know that you are God. I want you to breathe in, family. Breathe in deep into the diaphragm. Let's breathe, family. And hold it. And release. And I want you to take in another deep breath. Breathing in through your nose, holding it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, releasing out your nose. And I want to remind you, as you breathe in, your stomach should move out like a balloon, like you're blowing a balloon. And when you release, it should flatten like a pencil. Diaphragmic breathing, breathing from the diaphragm. It brings you everything into alignment. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, taking a long, slow, deep breath. Long, slow, deep breath. Deep into the diaphragm. Let's breathe. And last time, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Release. Oh. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious, precious, precious Holy Spirit, I come before you today speaking from the transcending power of my higher mind self, asking for every molecule, muscle fiber, and organ to come into complete alignment in this right now moment. With the truth of my being, in you to come, Holy Spirit. My beloved, I am present. And as we come together in one mind and one presence to bring healing into our own heart, asking you, Holy Spirit, to let us see in the eyes of you, Holy Spirit. Let us see with spiritual 2020 vision, God. Let us see our own magnificence, God. See, teach us how to see ourselves the way you see us, God. To see above any judgment, any critical, anything that's not the truth of our being. Help us to see with the eyes of love and to reveal our own magnificence, our own greatness today, God. Teach us how to see ourselves in our own greatness. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come as you heal our hearts today. As you remove the veil that's been keeping us from our highest and truest and best self, God, I ask you to come. Holy Spirit, as we hear Ayana Venza.
It's amazing to me how much time Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light. and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being, and every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. And a slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale and drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed. Day 14, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself for judging my partner and ex-partner. Dear God, once again, I lay my weapons down. This time, I really mean it. This time, I really open my heart. This time, I really surrender my hurts and judgments. This time, I ask for and open myself to know the part of me that is being revealed in the behavior of my partner and my ex-partner. I ask to know and see it. I ask to acknowledge and heal it. I forgive myself for making this so hard on myself and for blaming someone else for the pain I have endured. I let it be, and so it is.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy.
Intimacy.
It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Yes, yes, you tuned in to The Love Journey. This is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Kim right here on The Love Journey, family. Yes, yes, Kim. All right, we're going to move right into the science of the mind. Make up your mind. That's what today's lesson is about, in the science of the mind. And the quote comes from James Baldwin, one of my favorite brilliant minds. He said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed till it is faced." Come on, y'all. We got to face it to change it. All right. The science of the mind says, when through intuition, faith finds its proper place under divine law, there are no limitations, and what are called miraculous results follow. Because you are a spiritual being, having a spiritual experience of God as you, I love that, I love that. Because you are a spiritual being, having a spiritual experience of God as you, you realize you are fully equipped to experience God's greatest good for your life. All you need to do is make up your mind. Decide what you want to experience and make sure it's so good for you that it will not harm others. Do your treatment or prayer work around it. Then move in the direction of the vision. Whew. I just like that first paragraph right there. Make up your mind is stating your conviction. You are saying, in essence, this is the way I choose to go. This is what I desire to experience. Make up your mind gives the divine mind direction. Making up your mind gives the divine mind direction. And because this divine mind responds only in affirmative, you are sure to experience it. Come on, family. Do you all feel what I'm reading here? I am. You see, I want you to have the type of faith that Christian D. Larson spoke about. This is not a faith that simply hopes. This is not a type of faith that knows. Know that with this type of faith, there are no limitations. When you live from this place, you experience what others may deem as miraculous. But you know that this is your natural state of being. Make up your mind to be more today than you were yesterday. And watch how things will align for you to make it so. That's so good. I think I'm going to read that whole thing over. Maybe it's for me. Maybe it's not for you, but I need to hear this again. And because I love this first line, because so many times I hear people say, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And when I learned that "hu" in the Egyptian etymology means God, we're never having a human experience as we understand it. Because normally when people say that, they're recognizing our human understanding as weak. But when you really understand that human is just another word, "hu" is another word for God, and we're experiencing life as God on earth. So we're only having a spiritual experience. There's never a human understanding of what we understand human to be. Now, when you understand human to be God as man, then you understand that you're really just having another spiritual experience in a physical plane. And so because you are a spiritual being, having the spiritual experience of God as you, you are fully equipped to experience God's greatest good for your life. What does that mean? That means you are already ready for everything that life has to offer you. And all you have to do is make up your mind. What do you want? What do you want to experience in your life? So decide right now, in this right now moment, what you want to experience. Make sure it's so good, so juicy, and so delicious that when you're 99, you can sit on the porch rocking, saying, ooh, I lived a juicy and delicious life. That it will not harm others. And all you have to do is, once you decide, is do your prayer work, do your treatment around it, and then move in the direction of the vision, family. Whew. Make up your mind. Making up your mind is stating your conviction. You are saying, in essence, this is the way I choose to go. This is what I desire to experience. Making up your mind gives the divine mind direction. All right. Let me say that again. When you decide, when you make up your mind, you give the divine mind direction. I am a divine idea in the divine mind of God. You give the divine mind direction. And because this divine mind responds only in the affirmative, you are sure to experience it. Have the type of faith that Christian D. Larson spoke about. This is not a faith that simply hopes. This is a type of faith that knows that with this type of faith, there are no limitations. And when you live from this place, you experience what others may deem as miraculous. But you know that this is your natural state of being. Make up your mind to be more today than you were yesterday. And then watch. Just watch. I mean, do you hear me this morning? I come by to tell you this morning, just watch. Watch how everything will unfold into an alignment. Just watch how things will align for you to make it so. Today's affirmation is, I affirm clarity. I know what I want, and I gratefully receive it now. I am steadfast in my desire to express God's greatest good for my life. I affirm clarity. I know what I want, and I gratefully receive it now. I am steadfast in my desire to express God's greatest good for my life. Family, let's say that together. I am clarity. Say it, family. I am clarity. I know what I want. I know what I want. I know what I want, and I gratefully receive it right now. And I gratefully receive it right now. Yes, with a heart of gratitude. And I am steadfast in my desire. I am steadfast in my desire to express God's greatest good for my life. To express God's greatest good for my life. I just want you to breathe that in for a minute. Just breathe that in right now, God. Ooh, God is good. Family, God is good. God is good. And all we have to do is acknowledge God's greatness. God's greatness as us, because we are walking embodiments of God. I know some of you all don't believe it. Sounds like blasphemous. But those who even believe it, do you even understand what that means? And for me, I may not even understand the fullness of it, but I pray every day, Holy Spirit, teach me how to walk the planet as a goddess. Teach me how to walk this planet as a god. Teach me, reveal to me, Holy Spirit, what that really means. Think about God. Think about Jesus. When Jesus asked the disciples, who do they say I am? And the disciples were saying, well, they say, well, who do you say I am? Because what Jesus understood when he asked that question is that they didn't even know, they didn't even understand the fullness of what it meant to be in them, for Jesus to be the walking embodiment of the Christ consciousness. He knew the disciples didn't get it. He really didn't care what other people thought. He wanted to really know what they thought. The question was to really, for them to think about, who am I to you? Who am I? So when you think and look in these mirrors and doing this work, who are you? Who are you? What does it mean to be the walking embodiment of the Christ consciousness? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does it feel like to be able to turn water into wine? Whew. I'm on another subject, so I'm going to get off this right here, honey, because I could do a whole sermon on that right there. I could do a whole lesson on learning to understand your walk as God. We're going to get into our mirror work this morning, Father. Let's get it. We're reading from the mirror work, 21 days to heal your life. Yesterday was healing our relationship. Today is day 17, and I liked it. Living in peace, because that's what I would have put. She got living stress-free. You see, stress is a fear reaction to life, and it's constant changes. Today you learn how to stop feeling so stressed. Ooh, family. From your letters and your comments on my Facebook page, I noticed that many of you are struggling with much stress in your lives. Do you know why you feel so stressed? Ooh, I could just stop right there. You know why we feel so stressed? Because we let every seemingly appearance bother us, even if it don't, not even affecting us right now in this right now moment. Do you know how many people are overwhelmed and stressed with just watching the news with the new president and with the new president? People are so stressed. They don't even understand. Let me tell you, if you believe in the devil, God can bless you even through the devil. That's how God is. If you believe there's a presence called a devil, then God can even bless you through the devil. No matter what, God can bless us. It don't matter what it looks like. Y'all got to stop being stressed about what you're looking at. Stress is a fear reaction. It's a fear reaction to life and to the constant change that is always inevitable. You see, stress has become a catchword. We use it as an excuse for not taking responsibility for our own feelings. We use it as an excuse for not taking responsibility for our own feelings, above all, our fear. But if you can equate stress with fear and understand that feeling stress is really a fearful reaction, you can begin to eliminate the need for stress in your life. Whew, a peaceful, relaxed person is neither frightened nor stressed. So if you feel a stress, ask yourself, what are you afraid of? Most people have a long list of worries with things like work, money, money, oof, money, 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 ooh, money, ooh, money, family, oh, family, oh, family, oh, family, and health. At the top of most of our list is work, money, family, and health. Your concern then becomes how to eliminate the fear and move through life feeling safe. You can start by doing your mirror work and practicing affirming positive affirmations. When you do this, you can replace your negative, constricting thoughts with positive, expanding thoughts that create peace, peace beyond understanding, that create joy deep down in your heart, harmony in a stress-free life. This is an expression I like to use a lot, the totality of possibilities. The totality of possibilities. I learned it from one of my early teachers in New York. You see, this expression always gave me a taking off place for letting my mind go beyond what I thought possible, far beyond the limited beliefs I grew up with. As a child, I did not understand how much of the criticism that grown folks heaped on us for not, that was not deserved. You see, it was their reaction to a stressful or disappointing day. But I accepted their criticism as true. How many of us accepted those criticisms as true? And the negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves that we internalized were limitations that conditioned our lives for many years. I may not have looked awkward or dumb or silly, but I sure felt it. Most of our beliefs about life, about ourselves, are formed by the time we are 5 years old. We may expand on them a little as teenagers and maybe a tiny bit more when we are older, but very little changes overall. If I were to ask you why you hold a certain belief, you will almost certainly trace it back to a decision you made when you were a little child. So we live in the limitations of our five-year-old consciousness. These limitations often stop us from experiencing and expressing the totality of possibility. We think things like, I'm not smart enough. Oh, I'm not organized. I have too much on my plate. I don't have enough time. How many of you are letting these limited thoughts and beliefs stop you? Today you have a choice to accept these limitations or to go beyond them. Remember, the limitations you feel are all in your mind and have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with your reality. When you learn to drop your limiting beliefs and allow yourself to move into the totality of possibilities, you will discover that you are good enough. You are good enough. You do not have to take, you have what it takes. You have what it takes because you are more than good enough. You can handle whatever is on your plate, and you have all the time you need. You can see all sorts of possibilities, and you are capable of remarkable things, family. I come to tell you today you are a magnificent being, and today our affirmation is I become more and more confident and proficient every day. There are no limits to my abilities. Come on, family, let's say that together. Let's pull the mirror out and let's say it together. Let's lay it. Woo, let's look in our beautiful eyes. I love this girl. Oh, super excited. And I want you to say, I become more confident and proficient every day. I become more confident and proficient every day. I become more confident and proficient every day. Look in your eyes. There are no limits to my abilities. Whew. All right, family. Let's continue our mirror work. For this exercise, she said she liked to start by sitting in a comfortable chair with her hands in her lap. Both feet flat on the floor. She wants you to close your eyes and take a long, deep breath, three of them. She says, breathe in slowly and breathe out. Let's do it one more time. And she says, imagine that you are wearing your tension and fear as an overcoat. And in this right now moment, imagine undoing the buttons and pulling the coat off your shoulder, sliding it over your arms and dropping it to the floor. And just feel your fear and tension flowing out of your body and feel your muscles begin to relax. Relax and allow your entire body to relax. And now pick up your mirror and look into your eyes and say, I release all fear. And say it, family. I release all fear. I let go of all tension. I let go of all tension. I am at peace. I am at peace. Just feel the peace. Freedom from stress is my divine right. Freedom from stress is my divine right. And feel your muscles relax. So as we continue our affirmation, I want you to take in another deep breath. And say, I believe in me. I believe in me, family. I am a capable person. Let's say it. Look in your eyes. I am a capable person. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can handle anything that comes my way. I can handle anything that comes my way. I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I believe in possibility. I believe in possibilities. Come on, God. I believe in possibilities. And every time you see your reflection today, repeat, I am at peace. I am at peace. I have all the time I need. I have all the time I need. I flow with life easy and effortlessly. I flow with life easy and effortlessly. Whew. And just say, yes, I love you. I really, really love you. Janine, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Janine. All right, our journaling exercises tonight is to close your eyes and drift back to your past. See yourself when you were 5 years old. And where are you? Are you at school, at home? What do you like to do? How do you view the world? Open your eyes and write down whatever comes to mind. Yes. Do you remember any of the worries and negative beliefs that you had when you were 5 years old? Do you remember any hurt feelings? Write them all down. And next to all of the beliefs you write down, step two, write down the real reasons for these beliefs. Perhaps your parents were having a bad day at work and told you something that wasn't true. Perhaps a childhood friend was unloved, decided to take it out on you. Write all your thoughts in your journal. Make a list of some of the things that are causing you stress this week. Do any of them have to do with the limited thinking of your five-year-old self? Take time to write down your innermost thoughts and your reflections. Our heart thought today is, I experience the totality of possibilities within me. And what does the totality of possibilities mean to you? Think of it as going beyond all limitations. Let your mind go beyond thoughts like it can't be done. It won't work. There's not enough time. There are too many obstacles. Think of how often you have expressed these limitations. Because I'm a woman, I can't do this. Because I'm a man, I can't do that. I don't have what it takes. You see, you hold on to these limitations because they are important to you. But limitations stop you from expressing and experiencing the totality of possibility. Every time you think I can't, you are limiting yourself. Are you willing to go beyond what you believe today? Are you willing to go beyond what you believe today? I love the mirror work. All right, family, we're on healing the possibilities. Yes, that's a good one. We're on healing relationships. This has been such an amazing conversation this week on healing our relationships. Woof. I tell you, God good. God is so good, family. I can't even just tell you. There got to be another word for good, awesome, why we kazari, because, you know, this sometimes God is just even more amazing than you can ever think, ask, or even imagine. God is so amazing. And today, family, I really want to express to you my gratitude as we move into this, how being here on this love journey has been such a blessing to me and changed my life. It has allowed me to be always thinking about how I can bring better content, more information, and it makes me better. It just it just simply makes me a better person. Simply being in this space with you. And so today I just wanted to stop and say thank you. Because of you, I am. And so we're going to get started. And I just want to let you know, I use a lot of things when I talk about healing relationships and reflections of love, because her principles really changed my life. I'll never forget. I was 27 years old. I was making 100-some thousand. I was the top salesperson. And my girlfriend and I, her name was Portia. Well, I don't know if we were really girlfriends. We really were like work friends. Because we didn't really have a relationship outside of work. But we would get up every Saturday morning after the sales meeting and go to the bookstore. And we would buy books. I don't know. She loved books. I loved books. And so she would always buy books about the angels, and about the other side, because she really wanted to talk to her father. Her father had passed away, and she was longing to bring his presence into hers and have a relationship in spirit with her father. Well, I really didn't get no understanding at that time of that. I really didn't understand her. But every book I bought was on prosperity being the number one, making money. It was always about money. It was always about money, success. That was the only kind of books I was buying. Well, one day she had bought 5 books, and one of the books was by Jack Canfield, Ask and It Shall Be Given, the Latin Factor. And I wanted to read her book. Because I didn't see it. And she told me no. And I couldn't believe she told me no. No? What do you mean no? She said, no, I want you to read this book first. And I said, well, I'm thinking to myself, how's she going to make me read a book? Now, you know, I said, Portia, as long as you know me, being at this job, the book was called The Value in the Valley, A Black Woman's Guide Through Drama. I said, Portia, as long as you know me, you ain't never known me to be a part of no drama. Because really, I never, even before I got to the level, I never was really about drama. I was really about having fun, making money, enjoying life. If you was a kind of drama person, that wasn't my kind of speed. I wasn't about it. I wasn't about gossiping about people. Because I didn't really care about what people did in terms of their gossip. That wasn't my scene. So I really wasn't about drama and gossip. So I don't want to read no book about no black woman's guy through drama, because I don't do that. I don't do drama. That's what I told her. She's like, no, so we standing in the middle of the sales floor arguing about, I don't want to read no book about no drama, because I don't do drama. And she said, no, man, she's forcing me to read the book, and I'm sure she didn't even understand herself why she was forcing me to read this book. So I finally gave in and acted like I was going to read the book, take the book home and bring it back, right? And then she was going to give me the book I wanted to read. Now, simple, I could have just went to the doggone store and bought me another book, bought the book I wanted to read. But, you know, God always has a plan. I took the book home and pretend I was going to read it, but guess what? My integrity didn't allow me to do that. I opened the book, and it caught my attention. You will not believe it caught my attention. And all of a sudden, I fell in love with this book. And the book changed my life. It had stories in there that I could identify with that really taught me. But the book taught me that everything was a reflection of myself. And I didn't at the time really understand what that meant. But it really taught me how to be responsible and own my own stuff. I had to stop blaming everything outside myself. I had to stop saying men is this and men is that and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and everybody this and everybody, and everything outside myself. It really showed me, and she started me on a journey of really healing what I was attracting. She taught me how to get still and ask the right questions. And so I use Ayana a lot when it comes to, I use her practices. I use her as an example. I use a lot that she talks about in this process. And so we're going to hear Ayana Vinson. And so that's why I use Ayana Vinson, because it changed my life. She changed my life. This was back in the 90s when she wasn't even popular, when nobody even couldn't even hardly pronounce Ayana. She was coming to Christ Universal Temple. And I will be at her feet listening to every word she said, because not only was she a great writer, but she was a great speaker, and she was dynamic, she was funny, and I loved her. And so her books, her examples, a lot of her stuff actually just changed my life. It really let me understand that I was responsible for what I was attracting. And so I want you to listen.
I'm not clear.
I'm not clear at this.
You see, I wasn't clear, right?
I'm not clear at this moment, or I need some support. I need assistance. But now I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not clear how to avoid getting hurt. I'm not clear what's coming.
But I've accepted that I might get hurt, because that's the thing.
Cancel. Don't accept that I might get hurt.
No, not like
I'm
that.
I'm accepting that I might get loved just the way I want to be.
But
I'm accepting. I'm accepting a new experience. Don't keep... Next time, put her down here, because we need to work with her.
Therapy.
She needs to be over here in one of these front row seats. She back there accepting hurt and pain in the past.
But I didn't think I felt like that until I came here, because let my girlfriend tell it, I'm the one who always, I quote you all the time, and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know.
So you have it intellectually.
Uh-huh. But I guess I'm not feeling it all through here, because now that I'm speaking to you, I'm saying the things I tell
come
my girlfriend.
Come on down. You need to move down.
Come on. You need to come down.
Come on,
sweetie. Come on.
Take a breath, because you in a whole nother space.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. She's getting ready to go.
Right.
She's
right.
Space.
Right. So what is it that hurts? Where is it? Disconnect your brain.
Okay.
Take a breath and open your body. Let your body, the chair can hold you, baby. Just kind of relax in the chair. Yeah. So what is it that you really want to say here today?
I don't know.
I don't know. You do know. You know
no
everything.
No one ever has time for me. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Take a breath.
I always feel like I have time for everybody else, but when it comes to me, no one has time for me.
Now, when was the first time you heard that I don't have time for this? I don't have time for you. What's your name?
Damona.
Don't look at me.
Go
ahead. Connect your brain. Yes, you have to.
I did not come from...
Yes, you did. You're healing millions of people. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your strength. Because for you, there's a million watching who didn't get here today. So take a breath. Stop worrying about what you look like. If you can let your nose run, we can watch it. And it doesn't have to be hard. Damona?
Yes.
It doesn't have to be hard, darling. Take a breath. Damona? Say that with me, Damona.
Damona.
The first time.
You heard.
I don't have time for you.
I don't have time for you.
Was. Take a breath.
When I was little.
Yes.
My family gave me a great life, but something suffered where that they didn't really have that much time to spend with me and my sister.
Yeah. And you felt, I felt,
uh-huh, like no one cared.
Uh-huh. Come on, breathe. And what else? What is it right here? And you felt?
Like no one loved me.
Uh-huh. And you felt?
And I just felt bad about myself.
And I felt hurt.
And I felt hurt.
Yeah. Take a breath. And you still hurt. Come on, just surrender. Yes, you can. Cancel can't. I'm willing to surrender to the pain.
I'm willing to surrender to the pain.
I acknowledge.
That I am.
A person.
Who has experienced.
Fill it in. Come on.
Who has experienced people not having time for me.
Yeah. Take a breath. Come on. Breathe.
Me. Making time for everyone else, but people not making time for me.
And I just felt hurt and alone. Yes, hurt and alone. I acknowledge.
That I feel.
Hurt.
And alone.
And sad. Oh, poor baby.
Until today,
Until today.
Until today.
Yeah, now take a breath. Now we want to clean it up. We definitely want to clean that up. So we want to re-language that entire experience, okay? Yesterday. Say that.
Yesterday.
I felt. Abandoned.
Abandoned.
Lonely.
Lonely.
Sad.
Sad.
Unworthy.
Definitely unworthy.
Unworthy.
Yes.
Of people.
Of people.
Giving me time.
Of giving me time.
But today.
I believe.
I am worthy.
I am ready.
I am willing. Even to say it, do you see how her face brightens? Her face brightens. So I'm going to give you your own personal homework assignment, too. Can I say something? That's what she was taking into a relationship. Men have antenna. And he put his antenna up, and he said, boy, she going to suck the life out of me.
So it was interesting. She said, that's the stuff we're taking into relationships. All that stuff we're taking into relationships, and the other person is reflecting that in our relationship, family. Oh, my God. Can you believe that? It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Whatever you feel and whatever belief, your relationship is a compilation of your beliefs. And so you're reflecting that in your partner. I know you can't believe it. I couldn't either, honey. Let's hear Ayana say this. This is the 2-minute clip, and then we're going to talk about after.
It's amazing to me how much time people spend worrying about, lamenting about their relationship with somebody else. They spend absolutely no time developing a relationship with themselves. So very often people want to be with somebody because they don't want to be by themselves. Well, here's a question. If you don't want to be with you, why does anybody else want to be with you? What do you look like from the inside out? Do you have a clear mind? Do you have a sweet spirit? Do you have an open heart? Have you abandoned you? Have you abandoned your dreams? Have you abandoned your gifts? When was the last time you had an intimate conversation with you? When was the last time you took you out for a good evening? When was the last time you enjoyed being home in your PJs with you doing something fun? Oh, we live in a world where we expect something or someone outside of ourselves to make us happy. Remember, the only relationship that you can ever have is a reflection of the one you're having with yourself. So if you want somebody really good and wonderful in your life, start with you. Build that relationship. And let's see what happens.
Come on, y'all. We preaching that. Build
Hello.
That relationship, and let's see what happens. So let's talk about this. So you heard Ayana talking to the young lady. Most of us are scared to feel our feelings. We're afraid to be in a relationship. We don't trust ourselves to pick the right person. So we choose to stay out of relationships because we're afraid of our own selves, because we're afraid to see ourselves. Yes, because you know what? Did you know relationship is the biggest mirror? And I'm talking about intimate relationships, baby. Yes, I am. And all relationships really are a reflection of ourselves, but the more intimate we get with ourselves. We get to see ourselves in a more intimate way. Honey, it took me a long time. How does Medea say, honey, let me tell you, it took a long time for me to believe that Britton was a reflection of myself. Because let me tell you, I was looking and holding on to the pain that all I saw sometimes in Britton was pain. He was an example of what, you know, my ideology of what men do. So we was doing this thing, but we weren't doing it right because we were having an unhealed relationship together, and we may enjoy the orgasm part of our life, but then everything else that when we was younger was kind of explosive because we didn't even know how to do what we call relationship. I didn't even know how to do relationship to myself, not longer try to be in a relationship with somebody else. I was a good man at 19 years old, honey. I was full of pain, full of unhealed stuff. And we brought a lot of unhealed stuff together, and it was explosive. I laugh today. But let me tell you, I'm grateful for the journey, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. I heard when you numb your pain, you numb your joy. It's simple. Without feeling your feelings, we got to feel to heal, family. Your life can't and won't improve. So the honest truth is that if you like most people, you would rather do anything than feel your feelings. I mean anything. We'd rather eat, sleep, drink, do drugs, have sex, shop, gossip, shut down, play small. Oh, I could go on with this list. You name it, and we'd rather do it than feel our feelings. Because we got to feel the hill, but that's some ugly stuff we got to look at. I had to look at the ugly crevices of my own self to heal. Yeah. Before I started looking and asking the Spirit to reveal myself to myself, I thought I was the best thing in a relationship. I always blamed Britta for everything. See, if you written blah, 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 and if you blah, 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 and if you blah, 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 then this would be blah, 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 blah. Never really taking my own responsibility for my own part in the relationship. Meaning, now, even though he may have done something that caused something that reacted in a certain way, but what was my real part in it? Unconsciously, what was my part? Or consciously, I had to start to evaluate that I was the master of my own life. And so if I'm the master of my own life, why am I accepting anything other than the best for the God that's walking this planet? I'm a goddess. Why am I accepting anything other than the best for myself? Why am I allowing myself to wallow in this stuff, right, in this drama kind of stuff that we were doing? Now, I was in some kind of drama conformer with him. I remember, I don't even want to go into some of the stories and things I did because I didn't like what he was doing. But I had to stop and ask myself some questions. And that book, and Ayana changed my life. I had to learn how to feel. I had to learn how to heal. And there's so many things we'd rather do than to feel our feelings. One of the keys to transform our lives is to understand how to tap into our feelings and realize that we won't die in the process. It's possible that you have never let yourself go there. It's also possible that your family made your feelings wrong. So many of us have shut down our emotional process because we've been made wrong because of what we felt. They are valid because feelings are teachers, and they show you how to get free, but we just need to understand how to do it. Do you know feelings are teachers? These are our teachers, Yes. And we have to stop and ask ourselves, what is my feelings trying to teach me? And I want you to know right now, you are a wise, powerful, magnificent being, and your feelings matter. It can be scary to go there, but the reward is liberation, freedom, and finally getting unstuck. Liberation. The realm of feelings contains the breakthrough that you've been looking for. Your feelings contain the breakthrough that you've been looking for. Yes, your feelings. We have to allow ourselves to express feelings. That's why forgiveness don't work until we get to the feelings first. Why am I feeling? And then we have to acknowledge that our feelings are important. Some of us are scared to feel our own feelings. It's simple, but without feeling the feelings, your life can't and will not improve. And the honest truth is that if you, like most people, you'd rather do anything than feel your feelings. And I mean anything. But life won't change until we begin to acknowledge our feelings. You got to start acknowledging. You see, feelings have a bad rap in the Western society. It's as if by feeling them, we think that we would die and we suppress them. We think we are weak for having feelings. How many people think acknowledging your feelings is a weak thing? I used to think so. I would suppress my tears. If I wanted to cry, you not going to see me cry. Even sometimes when I was a little girl, you was whipping me. I wasn't going to let you see me cry. Because I thought crying was weak. I thought feeling was weak. But it's the strongest thing you can do, because every tear you cry is strength, and every tear that you cry is your strength, is in your vulnerability. I remember just a few months ago when I was going to the dentist, and he was just doing a simple procedure. It was just a simple procedure. But for some reason, I started crying like a baby. I mean, he wasn't doing anything to my teeth. I mean, he had done some stuff to my teeth that I should have been crying for. But I don't know. This particular day, he was just checking to make sure everything, and I just started to weep. And at first, I was trying to suppress it. Then I said, you know what, I'm just going to cry, Janine. Cry if you want to cry. You don't care about what this. And so the lady assistant was, what's wrong? He's like, are you in pain? I'm like, no. He was like, what's wrong? And I absolutely didn't know what was wrong, but I just started to cry. But I allowed myself to cry, and I didn't stop. And I just cried, and I cried and cried in that dentist chair. And it made him feel so uncomfortable. And she was feeling uncomfortable, but I felt good. So I cried, and I didn't care. And then I went to the park. And I just let the sun beam down on me after I left the dentist. And next thing you know, I fell asleep, and it was 3 hours when I woke up in the park. And I was in my car, by the lake, and I felt so good because I just allowed myself to cry. I allowed myself to be vulnerable with total strangers. And I was like, oh, my God. At first, I wanted to not cry. And I was trying to sit. Then I said, Janine, just cry if you want to cry. It's your party. You can cry if you want to. And I just cried, and I don't know why, but I did. And I allowed myself to feel it. And then I went to the, and when I woke up, I just began to journal. We have to feel it. Feelings have a bad rap in our society, in the West, especially in the Western culture. It says if feeling them, we think that we are dying, and so we suppress them. We think we're weak for having them. But if we want to change, if we want to do better in our lives, we got to feel it. We won't see breakthrough. We focus on changing our behavior and perhaps our story. But you'll stay stuck over and over again until you go deeper. When love yourself enough to feel your true feelings. We have to love ourselves enough to feel that true feeling. That's when transformation begins to take place. And it won't take place until we go deeper and feel our feelings. You see, our feelings are our guides. They are our signposts. They are asking you to pay attention to them. Like pain. Pain is another signpost. Pay attention inward now. They are yearning to be felt. They longing for you to acknowledge them. And the truth is, no matter how scared you are to feel your feelings, you won't die. Your feelings will pass. How do you feel your feelings? How do you feel your feelings? Well, it can be easy or hard. It can be easy or hard depending on how much you have disassociated from them. And so we're going to talk about some tools. I was listening to an interview yesterday, and I thought it was really powerful because she said that so many of us walk around disassociated from our body. We're not in our bodies. We're walking around and we're not present in our bodies. She said, but the interesting thing is exercise and yoga, things like that helps us to become present in our body. So the first thing I say is yoga, exercise. I cannot tell you how powerful a heart meditation is to really simply sit into meditation with your heart. And just ask your heart to reveal itself. And to just really, I tell you, This is one of the most powerful things I've done to really get into my feelings. Sometimes I just cut the lights off and I play music and I just place my right hand over my heart and have candles lit and I just feel my heart and just get present with my heart. And I allow myself to feel my presence, feel whatever feelings and allow them to come up. One time I just got in tears. I just was simply in tears because of the presence of the love that I was having for myself in that right now moment. It just came up. Love just began to well in my heart. And I just felt so good in my soul. And my soul began to sing because I had did so much heart work that my soul began to express this love for the presence of my own being. It was so powerful. Another way is to call me as your coach or call someone else that you may trust as a coach or call somebody that you may want to mentor you through it. But allow yourself to feel your feelings. I cannot tell you the powerful presence of journaling. These are just a few tools. There may be other tools, but these are just a few tools to get us in the idea of learning to feel the feelings because we got to feel to heal. You can also sit and be still with yourself and notice your body. See if you're feeling feelings in different areas. I took a lady through this process one time in one of my coaching classes, and she went through feeling sad, to feeling angry, to feeling stressed. It was in her stomach. It was in her neck. It was in her heart area. Then we started to talk about it in Germany, and she began to cry. She began to get unstuck. And she told me a story that she hadn't cried tears in 18 whole years. Her husband had passed away, and she hadn't cried in 18 years. She hadn't felt in 18 years. She hadn't been with another man. She had not used her womanly parts in 18 years in no kind of way. She hadn't used her heart in 18 years in no kind of way. It's important for us to get back to feeling. And I'm going to tell you something. I make pleasure my priority now. You know, my priority used to be to make sure the bills were paid, how to make sure everything was perfect. I make pleasure my priority. Pleasure my priority. I want a pleasure revolution. And I ask myself each morning when I get off the prayer line and I do all my little rituals work, I look in the mirror and say, how can I bring joy into your heart today, Janine? How can I make you happy today, Janine? Because my idea is to live a continuous, joyful life. How can I make you happy? That's my only thing that I do. I want to make me happy. So get in touch with your feelings today. And then when you feel your feelings, pretend they are a person or a friend and ask them why they're there. What are you trying to teach me? So if pain is showing up, if anger is showing up, if it's in the morning, good morning, angry, why are you here? Or good evening, pain, what's your going here? What do you want to talk about? Or love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Why are you here today? What you want to teach me today, love? We don't always just have to feel negative feelings. And I use negative in a way because we need contrast. Because to me, angry, jealousy, all these things are not negative. They're here to teach us something. We turn them into negative when we allow them to take over. But they're so positive because they positively teach us something. And so I want you to animate that feeling. And what I mean by animated by using it, speaking to it. Let it sit here next to you today. Ask your pain, what are you doing here?
Whether or not you can make it home for dinner on time.
And know that pain wants to teach you something. And you talk to that pain. Talk to that angry. Talk to that jealousy. Sit it next to you on the couch and look it in the eye. I look pain in the eye, man, pain. What you doing here? I don't do nothing. I don't want to bother with you. I don't want to feel no pain. What you want to teach me about so we can move past it? Pretend it's a personal friend and ask them why they're there and what are they trying to teach you. You'll be surprised at the answer. Your feelings will communicate with you it will communicate to you in ways that could blow your mind if you had the courage to dive into them. Now it's your turn to do the work. That's my message for today. It's time for us to do the work, Father. Feel the feelings. Let's feel the feelings today, Father. Let's go to work. Any questions, comments, concerns, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. All right. No questions, comments, concerns today. All right, we're going to get out of here. Tomorrow, Tamar will be here. And I'm looking forward to having a love revolution with Miss Tamar. She's going to be talking about everything. You know, if you don't know Tamar, Tamar is the womb sauna lady. I call her the queen of steam. Her business is about healing from the womb phase, the womb of our womb. And it's powerful. I can't tell you how my voice came when I healed my womb. My womb story is so powerful. It is so powerful. It changed my life. And so I hope that you can bring a friend tomorrow. I hope that you can come tomorrow and hear this powerhouse. Because whenever I'm in Tamar's experience, oh, my God, she was born to be who she's going to be. The girl is bad to the bone. And I mean all the way good. This girl is an amazing gift to the planet. She shut it down. And I just simply love the work that she does. And Tamar will be here tomorrow. The womb sauna lady, I call her the queen of steam. We'll meet the queen of love. That's tomorrow right here on the love journey. So I invite a friend tomorrow. Invite them to come and hear the story, hear her story, and hear how she cleared the womb when they told her she would never get pregnant, she would never have a baby. She didn't put that in her experience. And guess what? Her baby is about to be 2 years old next in December. She just turned one. So don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me what goddesses and gods can't do when we truly operate in our truth. All right, finally, get there. I hear somebody come in.
Namaste. Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, love journey, blood, Paul, and Janine. How are you?
Hey.
So I am Rosa J. And it is a pleasure to hear you again, once again, knocking it out the box. Girl, I'm going to tell you, the best thing I ever did was to actually learn to love myself, forgive myself. I was sitting here, I'm working on a story in a book that I'm a part of a group, and I had to write my purpose and passion. And as I was thinking about it and writing, I realized that this whole journey from birth to where I am now has been one of finding my power to just forgive me, love me. And once I did that, then it opened my experience to loving relationships unconditionally. You know, even if the folks that come into your experience are not acting lovingly, being able to forgive myself and nurture myself and identify my feelings, and it's all right. It's all good. Everything is great, no matter how it shows up. You know, the healing part is to identify, to be all right with it, and then to do something different in that experience. And then one day, I woke up, and I realized that I can first immediately identify that feeling and let it go. It's all right. and still love that person or that experience that I'm in. You know, no matter how saddened it might be, no matter how I might be have that tinge of jealousy or, you know, putting someone else up on a pedestal instead of putting me up on a pedestal. Because the one thing that I realize is truth. Your relationships reflect who you are and where you are in that experience. That's it. That's all. And I remember when somebody told me, they showed up just like you know. I was like, I ain't dishonest. I don't talk about people. I don't criticize. You know, that's not me. But yes, it is you. And if you sit with that for a minute, you'll see when you were that in that experience, when you did that, and then turn around and forgive yourself for it and move forward. I love the work that people like Ayana and Lisa Nichols and all the coaches and, you know, Kim, all of those folks actually show us who we are, but we have to first accept it and fix it, work on it, so it won't hold us hostage in our relationships, and opening your heart to the love of self is the beginning. So I appreciate you, Janine. And every time I hear you, I'll be like, somebody's being healed, and maybe it's me. And it ain't no baby. It is me. So thanks, sis. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for allowing me this time in your space.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment this morning. All right, that was Rosa J doing it God's way. If you have any more questions, comments, or concerns, star 6 or press the 1. Okay, well, we're going to get ready and get out of here, reminding you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is truly a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love really, really is the only choice, family. And I want to remind you today to don't just dream, but to live your God-sized dreams. And I'm going to play the whispers, I love you, family. I love you.
By my side forever. love you. Sharing our precious love together. I love you. I want you by my side forever. I love you. Sharing our precious love together.
By my side forever, I love you, sharing our precious